This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A whole lot of questions regarding the response to the deadly wildfires in Maui. Officials say they didn't sound the island's emergency sirens when the fire was spreading because residents are trained to seek higher ground. KGMB-TV's Chelsea Davis is in Maui.
The management team, they are saying they have no regrets and not sounding the sirens. They say that sirens are typically used for tsunamis. But when we researched it ourselves, we found on the website that you can use the sirens for wildfires, things like that. People we talked to say that they believe the sirens would have saved their lives, would have saved their loved ones' lives.
111 people are confirmed dead already. That number is still expected to rise. One of New York Congressman George Santos's former campaign aides is now facing federal charges. Correspondent Scott McFarlane with the story.
Samuel Mealy of New York was a campaign fundraiser linked to embattled first-term Republican Congressman George Santos of New York. According to a new indictment, Mealy impersonated a staffer of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy while contacting donors for Santos. He's charged with wire fraud in the same federal courthouse in which Santos is charged with fraud.
Police in Marion County, Kansas, are being told to return the stuff they seized from a newspaper office they raided. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The paper made it to print Wednesday, despite the staff not having computers, cell phones, and other equipment that was seized. The huge front page headline of the paper's latest edition reads, "Seized but not silenced."
Writers and actors are still striking. Actor Noah Wiley's on the picket line in Los Angeles.
I'm sort of conditioning myself against having too much hope, trying to make myself feel girded for however long it's going to take. But I like that the fact that they're talking.
Graves have been found at an obscure English church, CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
The Templars were created.
Spoiler alert, historian Edward Spencer Dyas has not unlocked the secrets of the Templars hinted at in the Da Vinci Code, but he has uncovered the graves of eight members of the medieval world's powerful and mysterious Christian paramilitary organization. Each features a Templar cross. One contained symbols indicating its unknown occupant was a crusader in Jerusalem.
A federal appeals court ruled the abortion drug mifepristone should be more tightly regulated, with limits on the drug at 7 weeks and requirements that patients get the pill in person. The ruling paves the way for the case to head to the Supreme Court in the coming months, as expected. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG came military through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Roscoe's Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear. I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. If you've been following along with the months-long saga now of how are we going to pay for renovations for American Family Field to keep the Brewers past 2030, there was a bit of an update this morning. Molly Beck wrote an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That started like this. The Milwaukee Brewers could start looking for a new home this fall if state and local officials fail to reach agreements by the end, by then on a taxpayer-funded package to fund improvements to American Family Field required in the team's lease with the state. So it's a process that could lead them to boomtowns of Charlotte, North Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee. And the article goes on to talk about the deal that Evers had proposed in his budget proposal back in February. Talks about how Republicans in the legislature rejected that deal and have yet to introduce their own. They said at one point, Robin Voss said at one point that he was going to had a self-imposed deadline of July 4th. That is obviously come and gone. But they still have not, I have not read any proposals besides the fact that they want local governments to be involved in paying for it. So potentially bringing back the stadium sales tax. And local officials, not very interested in that. So where does the buck stop? Who is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? I would love to hear from you on this. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And we have a special guest. No, it is not Wednesday. It is indeed Friday. But I know someone very near and dear to this show who feels passionately about this. And so, Greg Bach.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have feelings?
Lots. So many feelings about this.
Who do you think is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
The people who own the company.
The owners?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that the state and the city and, you know, I think that we do get money. You know, there are economic advantages to having a baseball team. But I think it's the team that should be coming to us with a deal that says, this is what we're going to do. A split of, you know, 60, 40, 70, 30, however the split is, if you want to get super technical. But we will provide this much. You will provide this much because you get this much economic advantage from it. We will pay because this is our team and this is, you know, but that's not it. It is local governments. It is the governor. It is politicians running around scrambling, saying, how do we do this? While the Brewers are sitting there with their pockets out going, we don't know what to do. Can you help us? Signed, billionaires. I think that the team is responsible for if not the total upkeep, a portion of it.
But they don't own the building.
They don't own the building, but they reap the benefits of the building. So they do have a stake in this. It's not like they're like, well, we just show up. I mean, the uniforms are washed when we get here. I mean, we don't know anybody. I don't even know the guy who mows the lawn. No, there is an economic impact and people benefit from it, but it shouldn't just be the taxpayers who pay for it all. We did that last time. Mm-hmm. We do it every time. Mm-hmm. I just saw a VR 3D rendering of the $2.1 billion Tennessee Titans stadium that's going to be built. Do you think the owners are going to pay a dime for that? No. It's going to come through tax money, through the state, through local government. And guess what? Not everyone likes football. Not everyone likes baseball. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Jane before the show started, when I wasn't a baseball fan a couple years ago, I didn't care anything about this. People were like, the stadium tax. I'm like, it's a penny. Who cares? Now that I am a baseball fan, I hate this so much because I feel like it's a slap in the face that they're just like, well, you got to fix it. You got to help us. It's not up to you guys to do it. So we'll just, and if you don't do it, by the way, guess what? If you don't do it, we're going to go to Charlotte.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, do they have the leverage and the power that they don't have to? Because yes, there are other places that they could go. I mean, because in the veiled threat or in the very real scenario that the A's are leaving Oakland and they're going to Vegas.
The case in point, the best point is right here in our backyard, the Bucks. The Bucks were like, if you don't give us money for the Burrito Pfizer Forum, it looks like a burrito to me, the Burrito Pfizer Forum, we're going to take our ball, literally, and go home. And we're going to go somewhere else. Said by a man whose son ran for office, and between the two are worth a lot of money. So to me, this...
Even more now, because he sold his stake.
To me, this whole thing of is crying wine, we need your help, and if you don't help us, we're not going to do anything, we're going to leave. It's just, I'm tired of it.
No, I know, but I'm saying, because in the alternative, though, if they have the upper hand, they being the owners,
yeah,
that they're like, if you don't fund this, we will leave.
Yeah.
Is it worth calling their bluff and have potentially having the team leave?
I don't think so, honestly, because I think they don't care at the end of the day.
So then who is it responsible for staying here?
Well, we are by de facto then, but you're asking me the question, who is? I'm going to tell you it's either the team or a mixed of the two.
Okay.
What you're saying is, who needs to save it then? We have to, because we have no choice. If we want to keep it, Tony Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers on his watch. So we have no choice. So we're basically being blackmailed into this.
Yeah, I know.
This is highway robbery, extortion. So to me, they don't care about the team. If they're like, well, I guess we'll just change the colors of the team, change the name, change it to Nashville, I don't know, the Twangers or Guitar Pickers, and welcome baseball to Tennessee.
Spittoons.
The Spittoons, you know.
Oh, we're talking about we're asking the question, is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We got Travis on the phone. Travis, who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
Well, hate to bring up a sports metaphor, but this should be a team effort.
Da-da-da! And
thinking the same way, the Brewers don't own the stadium.
Yep.
They lease that stadium. So when your furnace goes out at your rental home, do you put that new furnace in, or does your landlord put that new furnace in?
The landlord.
So, right. So the city or the stadium district is the landlord of the stadium. So they need to be partially responsible for whatever upgrades that stadium needs. That's my point of view.
Okay. And that's fair. I think.
So then further than that, Travis, because that becomes, how do we fund it? And so then do you have thoughts on what Evers' plan was originally versus a pending Republican plan versus going back to, where are you located out of, Travis?
I live in Greenfield.
Greenfield. So you're in southeast Wisconsin. So would you be okay, like, bringing the stadium tax back?
I didn't notice that it left. So, yes.
There you go.
Right. We don't notice these things when they leave. We have them for a while, and everybody complains about them right up front, and then you forget that it's happening.
So your number one priority is that the Brewers stay, no matter, and you think that the government does play a role because they own the building?
Absolutely. The government plays a huge role. And the amount of money that we lose over the next 20 years, if the Brewers aren't here, is pennies compared to what it's going to take, what it's going to cost to get them to stay.
Good point. Thanks for the call, Travis.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to chime in, either text or phone. Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Well, I'm agreeing with the rental situation, but also I don't charge my own, the service guy who's coming to change my furnace for a ticket to get into my apartment either. So I've been charged for a ticket. I've been charged for taxes. I don't even go there, watch for it, and I cannot even tell myself saying, okay, fine, I don't have maybe kids, like some people don't do, but they do pay for schools, for all the municipal use, even though they don't use it, because it's a future generation. We need to educate kids. We need to make sure that we have a educated next generation. What good do I get from the Brewers? Nothing. I don't have an interest in this sport, neither in the building, neither in anything like that, but I'm forced to pay for it. Besides the point, only because I live in Milwaukee. The rest of the state, which are receiving the money from it and having a share from it as we know it, and we did talk about it, they do absolutely nothing. And when we need money in Milwaukee, they put more taxes on the people who live in Milwaukee.
So you're saying you don't think it should be paid locally through taxes and it should be a statewide funding, or that...
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. So as far as like, it's a responsibility of the state, not for the region.
Which was mentioned in the article about David Crowley saying this should not come from the county, this should come from the state because it's state funding. But David Crowley also then said, well, we'll revisit it and we might help. Because now people are feeling the pressure.
Well, and also now the city is also getting a sales tax and there's more money to be gained from the city and the county by people going to Brewers games.
Yeah, I mean...
Thanks for the call, Karina.
I don't disagree. Honestly, I don't disagree with either one of them. I do think that there is a joint partnership that needs to happen. But once again, it can't just be the Brewers standing back going, we need your help. What are you willing to put into it with your money as owners, as executive, the whole thing, the organization of the Brewers that makes lots of money off of this? What do they put into it? Like, what is their financial stake?
I mean, this, I feel like this brings to a bigger conversation of just like the constant welfare we have from billionaires and corporations.
They need help.
Yeah.
And that they, because they, it's also because they have leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's just the money that they are in a position to gain and not spend, that this is just another example of. But ultimately, I don't think anyone, no one wants to lose the Brewers. I don't think the Brewers want to leave. The government, obviously, as you said, Governor Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers. A lot of us, even for people who I think aren't necessarily huge, maybe not Karina, sports fans are like, there is a nostalgia there, right?
Yeah.
But like, who's gonna fall on the sword? Where is this going to come from?
We will.
All right. We're going to keep talking about this after the break. Who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Thunderstorms ending in the overnight. Skies turning mostly clear. Breezy south winds will come around to the west and northwest. Gusts up around 35 miles per hour. Temperatures down to 60 by daybreak. We'll see mostly sunny at 76 and hazy conditions on Thursday. It's 66 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. It is National Telejoke Day, and I think we got someone who has a joke.
We do, Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. We are so ready for your joke.
Well, it's really not so much a joke. It's a true story, and it's really sad. So my wife and I wanted to join our church, and our pastor said, well, if you want to join the church, you have to show restraint and willpower. And he said to us, he says, you cannot make whippy at all for 1 month. My wife and I looked at each other and we said, oh my gosh, you know. Then there's another couple that was there that was married 20 years, and the pastor said the same thing to them. You cannot make whippy at all for 1 month. And they said, oh man, that's going to be tough. And then there was another couple there that just got married last week. And they said, oh my gosh, we want to join the church so bad, but you know, this is going to be very difficult, but we're going to try. So all three couples, we went off for a month. We came back, and the pastor said, well, Gary and Beth, how did you guys do? Because we've been married for 50 years. And we said, no problem at all, pastor. We're great. He said, okay, you can join the church. Then he asked the other couple that was married 20 years, and they said, oh, man, we struggled. But we did it for 30 days. We withheld, you know, making love. And then all of a sudden, he said, okay, you can join the church, too. The last couple that was only married for 1 week, they said, oh, pastor, we made it for an hour, and I'm sorry. What happened was my wife had a can of corn in her hand, and she dropped it on the floor, and I looked at her, and I said, I can't stand it. I just grabbed it. We made mad passionate love right there. And they said, well, you can't join the church. And I said, yeah, that's not the only problem. We can't go back to the supermarket anymore either.
Good payoff. Good payoff, Gary.
A nice one, Gary.
Make whoopee. Thanks for the joke, Gary. If you have a joke for us today, feel free to text it in, call it in. We will be doing this the whole day. I have some up my sleeve.
That is a different skill set. Remembering jokes. I don't remember jokes.
I have one that I'm going to tell later in the show that the one that I've stuck with since I was a kid. As a kid, I feel like I knew more jokes.
The simple,
yeah,
you know, snowman jokes and reindeer jokes.
But now, less so. Then we got one more from Josh Egan on the YouTube live stream. You can always watch us on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, along with listen to us at As Goes Wisconsin. When two vegans get in an argument, is it still called a beef?
Oh, I got to find a rim shot. Another one, texter from the 414, my favorite dad joke. I'll try and do my best. How deep is a frog pond? Knee deep. Knee deep.
Knee deep.
Knee deep.
Got it.
Knee deep.
All right. Well, keep those coming. We are going to do that the whole day because this show is supposed to be funny.
It's National Joke
Day. Even though sometimes it's not. The topic at hand, though, is this debate over letting the Moms for Liberty groups in Wisconsin host events at different venues, and then the reaction to those venues for doing running their business and letting them have their events there? And is it not up to the discretion of the business? Do they deserve to be boycotted or protested if they do let groups like that be have their events there? Do they deserve to get scorned from, you know, let's say in this example, from the right if they choose not to? Or is this just business as usual and you should be protesting the groups if you disagree with the groups rather than the businesses? We have a comment from Joe McClear, our friend. Everyone is going to make their own personal determination when an organization goes too far and when it's not okay for another organization to host them. There will always be an give and take in this area. But Moms for Liberty of all groups has no standing to complain about this. Scarlett Johnson, a very prominent and vocal Wisconsin Moms for Liberty member, notoriously went scorched earth on Target for simply having a pride section during Pride Month. Goose gander something something.
That's not a bad point.
That's true. It's like, oh,
oops,
I can protest you,
but you can't,
but you
do
can't
that
protest
me.
That to me because we're just, this is just parental rights.
Yeah.
But that's where I come back to this. I feel like the ability that it's because what are you going to do? I mean, basically, you can be mad at the Common Council and Chevy Johnson and David Crowley, who are all Democrats who voted to have the RNC come. But now that they're coming, like, are you really going to boycott every business that tries to take advantage of the situation? I just don't think that's
realistic.
Or even fair. Like, you know, if some of these businesses are in the situation where, like, they're doing well enough that they can stick by their political beliefs and they don't want to host people, great. But, like, I don't know if you can really begrudge them for, like, give me your money. You know, but get your deposit up front so they can not pay you later.
844-967-2789. Beverly from Richland Center. Good morning, Beverly. What do you think? We got about a minute and a half.
I think we've got every right and responsibility to boycott certain groups.
The groups or the business?
Somebody like Moms. Well, even like for Moms for Business, Moms for Justice, they are promoting such hate. Any business that's willing to allow them in, I think we have a right and a responsibility to fight against that. Now, we don't have a lot of tools to use. We've got the rule of law, we've got voting, and we've got our voices and our feet to stand up against things that we think are wrong. And so I think using our voices and our feet is something we have to do.
All right. So you think it's fair game that that we protest the groups like the Pfister?
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right. And like, and
thanks
I
a lot,
think, thanks for the call, Beverly. And I think like, and for me personally, I'm not a Moms for Liberty fan.
I'm not either.
But it's just not the last story of this that we're going to hear. And so I'm interested to hear from you. I think we just had a caller who might've let go. Call back if you can, because we will take it on the other side of the break. 844-967-2789. If you have thoughts about this, but then we also have some good, the bad, and the throttling. And then we're also going to talk about the Rebecca Bradley Wikipedia story before the end of the hour. So stay with us. Tell us your jokes. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You came mean that. Don't you come back. Oh, nah, baby.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. 111 people are now confirmed dead from the Maui wildfires. Search and rescue efforts are still underway. CBS's Jeff Nguyen.
At least 40 cadaver dogs are going block to block looking for hundreds unaccounted for. Among the first victims identified, 79-year-old Buddy Jantok, a well-known local musician who died when fire swept through his retirement home.
Despite police seizing computers, cell phones, and more from a Marion County, Kansas newspaper office, leaving staff empty-handed, the paper did make it to print. Emily Bradbury with the Kansas Press Association.
They've been working hard nonstop for the last 4 days on getting this paper out.
The latest on getting Hollywood writers back to work. Mad Men creator Matthew Weiner was on the picket line in L.A.
I'm optimistic that as this moves in, that it will get a little quieter so that we can go back to work, because they really need to save face at this point.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set, along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. We are taking your jokes all day.
National Joke Day.
Because it's National Telejoke Day.
Oh, National Telejoke.
Because because there's so many national days, I'm sure there's also a National Joke Day. So maybe we'll get to do this again before too long, because this is fun.
It is.
So if you have jokes that are clean enough to say on air, text them in, call them in. We will be taking them all day. And it sounds like our next caller has both an opinion and a joke. Price, what do you got?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Quick thing on the moms for Liberty and the difference between them and kind of the Republican convention is allegedly there's still Republicans that still have not a single-minded view of basically erasing a marginalized population, mm-hmm. like Moms for Liberty and Wisconsin Institute for Liberty and Law, which promotes. It really does. It promotes violence. And down here in Texas, there was a bakery that just put up a pride flag, and they got flamed, and their business got affected, so people came together and supported them. But that happens a lot down here where something happens to support the gay community or trans community or whatever. They really get flamed by the right side. Same thing with Will and Keel and all that kind of stuff. So that's the difference between the bigger party coming I'd like to think anyway, of the bigger Republican Party coming, because there's got to be, you know, hopefully Republicans that are against that kind of thing. Anyway.
So do you feel like, hold on to your joke, because I know you got one. But do you think it's fair game to boycott the business along with the group itself?
Well, honestly, fair play. You know, that's the tactic of Moms for Liberty, is they will go after anyone who's puts up a pride flag. They'll go after schools that promote literal safe spaces. Down here, two members of Moms for Liberty went into the library after hours when it was closed and were pulling books from shelves. It's crazy. So,
aren't you just so happy that your mom's not one of these moms?
I'm so happy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm an FDR family from like way back. So that came from my grandpa, that goes through my mom, that goes through me. I'm a New Deal guy. But just on that real quick before I get to my joke, when John's on, can you ask him if he talked to these people about like othering, like the when he did his thing, you know, like minorities, gay people and all that? Because I watched the video and it really opened up my eyes. The only thing that I think could be the difference would be like, what give those people's opinions on minorities.
Totally. Did you text in that question last week?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, so I got that flag to ask him, so I will certainly ask him later today. But now we want to hear your joke.
Okay, I'll tear it down. So, okay, this is an up north joke because I grew up close to UP. So Ole and Lena go to the air show, and there's a helicopter that says, "Joe Wright helicopter, you'll be scared." And Ole says, "Die, not good, you scared this helicopter ride." The guy says, "Oh, yeah?" He says, "Yeah." So he says, "Okay, if you, I'll take you for a ride. If you don't make a peep, I'll give you your money back." And Ole says, "Okay, that sounds good. Let's go, Lena." So a guy gets on the helicopter. Helicopter takes off. He starts doing spins. He goes upside down. He's twisting and turning. And he flies down, and he lands the helicopter. He says, "Oh, I got to get off. Give it up for you, Ole. I thought for sure that you get scared." And Ole says, "Yeah, I almost said something when Lena fell out, but I kept it cool."
Oh, you love those Ole and Lena jokes.
Oh, nice. Thanks for the call. Thanks for both your opinion and the joke, Price. And we will certainly ask John Russell that later. As a reminder, John Russell, our friend from Appalachia, Ohio, is going to be joining us at 11:30 today because he recently went to a Trump rally.
Yes.
And had a very sincere conversation. So it's like the inverse of a Jordan Klepper video. I'm so excited to hear what he learned from that. And also, we will link, obviously, the video from that he did with along with a More Perfect Union, if you want to go ahead and watch that later. But really looking forward to that conversation. You got more jokes?
We have more jokes.
All right.
Tom from L.A. is joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, ladies. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And we need to get money out of politics. And my joke would be, what happened to the Wisconsin people that paid so much of their hard-working money towards their taxes? What happened to them?
I don't know. What happened to them, Tom?
They got Foxconned.
Ooh!
What a bump. I'm glad you mentioned that,
not
though.
Good, but...
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned that, though, Tom, because Foxconn just put up their innovation center buildings in downtown Green Bay, and there's another one, too. They're up for sale now.
They're up for sale.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, then someone will make some money.
That Foxconn.
Thank you, Tom. That's a good one.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text if you want to chime in on this Moms for Liberty issue. If you have a joke you would like to share, please let us know. From the 262 Moms for Liberty issue, private and particularly small businesses need to do whatever they need to do to keep afloat, at least within the boundaries of the law. I'm not going to stop seeing movies at Marcus Theaters just because their corporation hosted Moms for Liberty. On the flip side, I certainly hope they are protesting the message of Moms for Liberty.
And they did say, let me see if I can get that quote. This was their quote when asked, the Marcus Group, when asked about Moms for Liberty being at the Pfister. As a hotel and meeting venue, we accommodate guests from a wide range of backgrounds and viewpoints. Providing such accommodations should not be seen as a support for any particular set of beliefs, which is pretty straightforward.
Yep.
But for now, yes, if you have more opinions on that, we will certainly take them. But for now, I was going to move on to a couple good, bad, and throttling headlines happening today, or at least I saw today. This first one is from Up North News in response to President Biden was here yesterday.
Yes.
We did not get to go.
We did not.
I did get invited, which was very cool.
You're on the list.
Mike. Husband Mike also graciously said that I could take you.
Oh.
And so, because I told him about our conversation, I was like, would you have wanted to go? And he goes, yeah. And he said, but like, she probably, I can't remember if he offered or if I said, because Jane was wondering. He goes, oh, no, you could take Jane.
Oh, that's sweet. Of course, then, you know, I would have pulled out the I'm old card.
Yeah. I have fewer chances to do this.
I could drop dead before this next opportunity comes up. No guilt involved.
Yes. But 1 year ago today, President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law, lowering health care and prescription drug prices for Americans. And in Up North News's newsletter this morning, they outlined a couple different ways that the Inflation Reduction Act helped Wisconsin specifically. 43,000 Wisconsinites have kept their health insurance thanks to the extension of subsidies that made premiums more affordable. Another 22,000 are saving money on their premiums thanks to the extension of those subsidies. 32,000 Wisconsinites on Medicare who use insulin now pay no more than $35 a month.
Which is huge
for their prescription, which saves about $628 a year. And 950,000 Wisconsin seniors are able to get the shingles vaccine for free. So, but that was some good news.
That is good news.
Good things that have happened.
For sure.
The bad, and this kind of goes with our conversation from Monday when we talked to Brian Sampson and Isaac Hoffman about homelessness in La Crosse, but this is not just a La Crosse thing.
No.
Homelessness is surging in America, period. The number of people experiencing homelessness in the U.S. has increased 11% so far this year.
Wow.
Over 2022.
Wow.
And it's the biggest year. It's the biggest jump by far equivalent to government records beginning in 2007. So this is a huge jump, a fairly unprecedented jump. And nonprofit, I think this is similar to what both Brian and Isaac told us on Monday.
Yes.
That is specific, you know, what's in La Crosse, but everywhere. Nonprofits and government agencies are saying it's attributed to lack of affordable housing and rental units and the opioid crisis. And I got to say, this is a reminder that you never know who's listening to the show and also a reminder to anyone who's listening, always feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it always, unless you have complaints, then
send them to Greg.
Then it doesn't feel good.
Send them to Greg Bach. No,
but largely when we hear from you, and you know, because we don't really know who's listening, how many people are always listening, where they're listening from. But I got an email last night from someone who, you know, was thankful that we talked about this on Monday and specifically talked about the stigma and the assumptions of how people become homeless, because he said he lived in his car for 6 months not because he couldn't afford an apartment, but because he didn't have enough credit.
And he had to have a longer credit history.
He had to have
a
longer credit line for someone to be able to take a risk on him to rent to him. And once he had enough credit, he got an apartment. But, like, it's just those things. It's, like, it's not a moral failing. It's lack of a familial safety net or even, you know, friends. That, you know, it's, like, it's stuff that... you were talking about this morning, like,
well,
when you're 12, you have a root canal and it's $1,200 and you're like, I don't have that.
I don't have $1,200 and I don't have any friends who have $1,200.
And so for those, you know, those of us who have a family member who you pay them back or whatever, and it's like, and then you just don't think about it. But like, not everyone has that.
Many people don't have that.
So,
and I think too, and we've talked about this before, we attribute wealth with morality and poverty with immorality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not accurate. It's just not.
No.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a good person, and just because you're poor doesn't mean you're a bad person.
I mean, just look at the Tuohys.
Oh, man. Woof.
That is a mess.
Oh, boy. And is Mr. Tuohy lucky that they had that guy portray him in that movie?
By Tim McGraw?
Yeah. Because he doesn't look anything like
that. He does not look anything like Tim McGraw. And no. She doesn't really look anything like Sandra Bullock either.
No.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Michael Orr, who was the, you know, the titular character in The Blind Side, there's a lot of drama going on this week as far as him claiming that they put him in a conservatorship.
They never adopted him.
Well, and that's...
Because he was 18.
But that never adopting someone and treating them as your own is very different than, hey, we're going to put you in a conservatorship.
So we can control your money.
Which we all have, we followed the saga of Britney Spears and how abusive her parents were with her finances, with the controlling her life, and like how abusive conservatorships can be, that this was a man who was not disabled.
Right.
And was in no need, no way needed to be in a conservatorship at all. But that's a different story. We can talk about maybe that like later this week. And then finally, the throttling. Elon Musk. This is another one we have to add to the list of like, how much do we actually want to cover him? Because he's in the news all the time.
I know.
Elon Musk's ex, formerly known as Twitter, has been throttling traffic to websites he dislikes.
Oh, there's a shocker.
So Twitter, I'm still calling it Twitter.
I am too. Come after me, Elmo.
Added a 5-second delay when users clicked on links to the New York Times, Facebook, and other sites Musk has attacked in the back. I'm sure NPR was in there. And, you know, why does that matter? Maybe if you're in parts of Wisconsin, you're very used to delays because the reception is actually very bad in most of Wisconsin.
Right.
Instead of, like, my joke. But, you know, people that are impatient. And so are they going to wait the 5 seconds? Or are they just going to go back to Twitter if the thing that you're clicking on isn't going to load? And so that can cause a huge traffic plunge for these websites that he's trying to be a little petty against. But the Washington Post published a story yesterday about it. And then X began removing the delays on some of the sites.
Oh, no kidding.
So,
well.
You know, so if you experienced any of that yesterday, Twitter's been weird. Like, I feel like I've been tweeting stuff and like I tweeted out my Wisconsin State Fair video, which that was very good. It was received very well on other platforms. I don't think I got a single like on it on Twitter. Not that that matters, but it's like there's something going on over there.
There is something going on. We're going to come back with a joke, by the way.
All right, we're coming back with a joke. If you have a joke, 844-967-2789. Call, text. We'll read it as long as it's clean. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Thunderstorms ending in the overnight. Skies turning mostly clear. Breezy south winds will come around to the west and northwest. Gusts up around 35 miles per hour. Temperatures down to 60 by daybreak. We'll see mostly sunny at 76 and hazy conditions on Thursday. It's 66 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And it's National Tell a Joke Day, so we are having fun all day hearing your jokes.
Absolutely.
Maybe having some of our own jokes, but sprinkling them throughout today's show. What do we got in the text line, Jane?
From the 715. Oh, it's a classic. What is green and sings, Kristen Bry?
The Grinch at Christmas?
Elvis Parsley.
Oh!
Hello! From the 608, did you ever notice when you see geese flying south in a V that one line is longer than the other? Do you know why?
I don't.
There are more geese in that line. And from the 262, this is from Judy in East Troy. This is funny to me. If I ever go missing, I want my picture on a 40-ounce beer rather than a milk carton because I want the fun people to be the ones who find me.
Nice. That's just facts. That's not even a joke. The first one, the V1, reminds me of this one. What's the difference between an Indian and an African elephant?
I don't know.
One's an elephant.
Oh. Groner. Groner.
Oh.
John from the Falls also checking in on the text line. I just like the joke of the day idea. Life gets pretty heavy sometimes.
Maybe we should keep this.
That's great.
Maybe, I don't know, we'll pick a day of the week where we just have people tell us jokes.
Call in with your jokes. Yeah. Text in with your jokes. That's always good.
It's always fun. Well, this kind of feels like a joke, this story.
It really does.
And it's so trivial, and sometimes it's like, why is this a news story? But it's also kind of fun. So I do not have... I'm waiting for what threshold I have to pass to get my own Wikipedia page. But I would never, ever... ever create my own Wikipedia page.
And
you're not supposed to, right?
No, you're not.
You're not supposed to edit yourself. Your friends and family aren't supposed to edit it. Or, like, it is supposed to be something that is a crowdsourced...
Independent
thing. So it's like, you know, because I feel like that's why I say I would never do it, because I also feel like that is a sign that you have become of public notoriety enough that someone felt like...
You deserve
a page. But... You know, sometimes we hear these stories that things get updated on Wikipedia that are sometimes are a joke. They get taken down pretty quickly. But, you know, because they're a living document as far as people being able to crowdsource and add and edit. But one of the main tenets is specifically that you are not supposed to edit your own page.
If the page is you, if it's a Kristen Bry page, Kristen cannot go in and
yes.
edit stuff if someone puts something in there that you don't like.
And beyond not supposed to be you're not supposed to do that as far as like the terms of use from Wikipedia, also it's just like a little tacky.
Well, yes.
But I also get that it's got to, you know,
it's got to sting.
Grind your gears.
Yep. It's got to sting.
When you're a public person and you feel wronged by the information that people are sharing about you, whether you think it's misrepresentational.
Not accurate. Misrepresentational, I think.
Is that okay?
We'll go with it.
So this week, Wisconsin's muckraker, Daniel Bice from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, love him or hate him, did a deep dive on the fact that Justice Rebecca Bradley, who is very conservative, has been quietly editing her own Wikipedia page.
Oh.
Which is funny because, you know, you'd think Because I tend to think that people who are the on Wikipedia a lot editing things, like that's what they do. And she has a whole job of stuff that she should be focused on. But turns out she has enough time that she's been, having to make some changes on her Wikipedia biography and was
tweaking
a couple things. And someone finally realized she was doing it and tweeted out that they, basically called her on it. And so when Dan Bice reached out to her to ask to confirm or deny, her response was, "Liberal media has distorted my record since the beginning of my judicial career, and I refuse to let false accusations go unchecked. On my Wikipedia page, I added excerpts from actual opinions and removed dishonest information about my background." So there was a couple different things. One was when she notoriously, during oral arguments during the stay-at-home orders.
Oh, yeah.
Compared the state stay-at-home orders to the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. And she did not write that in her actual statement. And so she went back and took that, what her oral arguments were, off of her Wikipedia page, even though that was what really made the news at that time.
And she did say it.
Oh, yeah, she said it.
Okay.
She didn't write it, but she said it.
But she said it. So it's a quote.
And that got a lot of attention because George Takei, who was in a Japanese American internment camp when he was 5 to 9, and also Star Trek fan, and has a lot of Twitter followers, called her on it. And so there was a couple different things. She also revised the description of her majority opinion in the 2021 redistricting case. And then there was one more. What was the other one? I can't find what the last one was. But now her page has been flagged on Wikipedia's conflict of interest notice board.
Wow.
So she's on notice for doing this.
Oh.
Which is hilarious because now she being on notice, I don't think she has the standing to combat the dozens of people who have now gone to her Wikipedia page since the Journal Sentinel article to not only edit the things that she had, like edit back the things that she had changed, but also add some more stuff. And so
that
opened a little bit of a can of worms for herself.
Should have left it alone.
But it's funny because I noticed the same thing when I made a video about Derek Van Orden's situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to his Wikipedia page and someone already in the, because, especially as you're a bigger and bigger figure, your page is longer. There's more stuff to put. But there's always like the above section that is kind of like the brief summary of who this person is and mm-hmm. notable things about them. And then everything underneath is like early childhood, education, career, personal, controversies, like the biggest, the subheadings. In his like top summary bio, there's already the screamed at teenagers.
While ostensibly,
I bet he wish he could edit that.
I bet he does too. Although it's a badge of honor if you're Derek Van Orden.
Maybe.
He's not going to take crap from anybody, Kristen, not even a bunch of teenagers, because he's tough.
All right. Well, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. Coming up in the next hour, we have John Russell coming in at 11:30. Peter Burris from Wisconsin Conservation Voters is here to talk about the PFAS money that, where is it going to go? Now that we have $125 million for it, and we still want to take your jokes. So text them in, call them in, 844-967-2789. And we'll be back in a moment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.